Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Sasha. I grew up with a single father, and he loved me to bits. But sometimes he was a bit over the top about his love for sports. He was my biggest fan.
Go, Bolt! Go! That's my girl! Watch out, world! The next Usain Bolt is coming!
Dad was a figure skater during his teen years. My mom left us when I was 2 without any reason, and ever since, he was my everything. We were so close that despite his family's effort to make him remarry, he insisted he was fine and didn't need any female help to raise me.
If her real mom can't take care of her, what woman can?
Though he did his best, one day it dawned on him that he had no idea how to raise a little girl. One time, we were invited to a wedding, and Dad bought matching male suits for us to twin in.
Look, Sasha, we're going to twin in this.
But Dad, it makes me look like a boy.
Who cares? You look good to me.
At his insistence, I wore the suit to the wedding, and I was the laughing stock of the party.
Oh, someone missed your calling as a boy.
Will you shut it?
Or what? You'll slap me? I bet you can't raise your hand in that stiff suit.
I was really about to hit her, but then my dad and Aunt Vania showed up.
Okay, someone has a lot of time on her hands. Why don't you go help serve the food?
But...
That's an order.
Sasha, are you okay?
Before I could speak, Aunt Vania enveloped me in a hug. She was a policewoman, and though she was the most pushy in my dad's family about him getting married, she was the one that cared about us the most.
Oh, poor you. Of course she isn't okay. If only you had a wife, she would have dressed Sasha properly for the occasion.
That finally sealed the deal for Dad, and from that day, he began to date woman after woman, trying to find the one he would marry so they could better connect with and take care of me. Eventually, I got tired of all the women and told Dad,
"It's okay, Dad. I can take care of myself."
But Sasha, you're only 8.
Don't worry. That's why we have Google.
And so from then on, I took charge. I would watch YouTube tutorials to cook.
Hit or miss!
Is there sugar in this?
Yep!
Sometimes I would iron his shirt. And of course, I now shopped for my own dresses. One day, we were cleaning out Dad's room together when I saw a framed picture of his younger self with a red-haired girl.
Dad, who's this?
Dad took the picture from me and got the saddest expression on his face.
That's Harley, my former skating partner.
Did something happen to her? You never told me why you quit ice skating so young.
It's not something I like to talk about, Sasha. Please just drop it.
I bit back my questions and focused on keeping our home together. The more I grew, the more I got better at doing things. This included my athletic skills. In fact, my life was good until one evening when I was 15, Dad made an announcement as soon as he came back from work that changed my life forever.
Guess what, Sasha? I finally found her! My missing rib!
My fork fell out of my hands as I flew to his side.
Oh my god, Dad! Why didn't you tell me your rib was missing? Which side? How did it...
No, Sasha. I mean, I've seen the woman I want to marry. The woman that will be your new mom.
Oh, I thought we abandoned the babysitter project years back. I don't need any woman to take care of me. I'm a big girl now.
I know, but... It's not just about a woman to take care of you now, Sasha. I'm in love with her, and I want her by my side. It would make me happier.
Looking at Dad then, I could see the lovesick expression those in movies wore that made me want to puke. And though I felt a bit jealous that I wasn't the center of Dad's attention anymore, I knew I couldn't be selfish.
Well, if she makes you happy, then I welcome her with all my heart.
Sasha, you're the best daughter in the world.
Dad's raw excitement made me eager to see her. But the next day when she arrived, I almost peed myself. Her face was full of makeup, bright red lipstick, and long artificial nails that made her look like a beautiful, dangerous witch. But of course, I didn't want to judge a book by its cover, so I played nicely.
Sasha, meet Eva, the woman I told you about. Eva, meet Sasha, my darling, sweet daughter, a blessing from above.
I was bright red, mostly from embarrassment at Dad's flattering words, but Eva didn't look happy at all.
Hello, daddies. Everything. Your dad always talks about you.
Hello, Eva. Welcome to our home.
Okay, I have to meet a client right now. Sasha, be a dear and show Eva around, okay?
Sure.
Dad leaned in and pecked Eva on the cheek. And when he leaned in to peck me too, Eva suddenly threw an arm around me.
I can't wait for you and I to bond.
Dad left, and I took Sasha to the guest room. Dad and her weren't married yet, so she was still officially just a guest.
Here's your room.
It's nice. There's yours.
I pointed over to mine, and in a flash, Eva was in my room with her luggages and unpacking.
Oh, this room of yours is much more lovely and spacious. Let's room together.
You rather share a room than have yours?
Of course. I want to spend every precious second knowing my stepdaughter to be.
I liked my privacy a lot, so even though I did want to bond with her, I completely disliked the idea of sharing my room with her. She was still practically a stranger for Pete's sake. So when Dad arrived, I kind of complained to him so that he could talk her out of it. But when he did, Eva brought on the waterworks.
I was just trying to be a good stepmom.
At the sight of her tears, Dad turned 180 degrees on me.
Oh, Sasha, you promised to welcome her with all your heart.
But Dad...
Look, your room is big enough for two people, but if you don't want to share, you can take the one we prepared for her instead.
I was so mad at Dad for the unfair judgment, but just so I won't appear like the bad guy, I let her have her way. And it was the worst night ever. Eva took up all the bed space, shoving me into a corner where I fell off several times. I was forced to spend the rest of the night in the guest room. Soon, it became obvious that Eva didn't like me. She kept doing things to annoy me, using my stuff without my permission, clinging to Dad whenever he was around so I wouldn't even have a chance to talk to him. But Dad was so head over heels, I didn't know how to prove to him that Eva was a bit troublesome. One time, I had some of my friends over for a movie. We were in the middle of watching it when Eva strolled in dressed in yoga pants and switched the channel.
Eva, we were just watching a movie.
And I want to watch a free yoga class.
Yoga? Who does yoga in the evening?
Me.
Seeing that Eva was out to quarrel, my friends left and I was so enraged.
Eva, what is wrong with you? I try to be good and polite, but you're really pushing it.
Oh, I'm only just getting started, honey.
Her response pushed me off the edge.
Thanks for the heads up. Now I just have to make sure you won't ever become Dad's wife.
Good luck with that.
That was how...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Operation Get Eva Out started. First, I had to get evidence to show Dad that Eva was far from the angel he thought he had found. So when she left for a stroll with Dad one weekend, I snuck into the room she snatched from me to find something that could implicate her. But instead, I found something that confused me. In one of her bags, I was shocked to see the same picture of Dad with a red-haired girl, but in print only. There were other pictures, and they all had my dad in them from that time up until now. There was even several pictures where I was present too.
Oh my God, how does she have all these pictures?
At the sound of Eva and Dad returning, I rushed out of the room before I could get caught. I couldn't tell what Eva's possession of all those pictures meant. Maybe she was a crazy fan of Dad? Perhaps a stalker? Neither sounded good. The next evening, I decided to show Dad the pictures and see if he could make sense of them. But before I could knock, Dad came out grinning like he won the lottery.
Sasha, just who I wanted to see. Guess what? There's a national racing competition coming up, and your school just informed me that they would like you to represent them.
Yeah! Best news ever!
The winner is getting a scholarship through any university of her choice, and a huge cash prize. I know you're going to break a leg. Break a leg indeed. Let me see that. Ha! National Olympics! There's no way a newbie like you is going to win. Sasha is a really good athlete. She can win.
Even if I don't win, it's just a big opportunity to do what I love on a national scale. Winning is just an extra.
Really? We'll see.
I really meant what I said then, but it didn't stop me from working hard for the competition. Eva would always come around to watch me, and I just ignored her. Even the pictures I wanted to show Dad took a back seat in the meantime. As a morale boost, Dad ordered me a beautiful pair of trainers, and I was surprised to see them in Eva's hands just a day to the competition.
Hey, what are you doing with my shoes?
Oh, I just cleaned them for you.
They're new. They don't need cleaning.
I think I owe you an apology for how I've been treating you. Please forgive me.
My jaw dropped when she went down on her knees.
That's okay. Please get up now.
We'll be besties from now on.
Sounds great.
Though I said that, I was still suspicious of the sudden change. So when she left, I quickly peeked inside the shoes to see if she had somehow put any booby trap inside to ruin my day tomorrow. But it was all clear. Had she really turned a new leaf? The next day, Dad and Eva accompanied me to the competition arena, and I changed into the sports gear. My shoes felt strange as I walked, but I chalked it up to being paranoid since I saw Eva with them. I should have paid more attention, though, because the second the whistle blew and we took off, I had barely taken a step forward when I slipped and fell smack to the ground.
Oh!
Dad, Eva, and many others were around me in seconds, but I could barely talk with the pain in my ankle.
Her ankle might be fractured. She needs to go to the hospital now.
They helped me up, and with one look at Eva's smirking face, I knew she had done something.
Oh, there's no way she can run now. Of course. Let's just take her to the hospital.
Wait!
I raised my foot and looked at the sole of my shoes, and just as suspected, I saw that all the grooves had been sanded off. It hadn't occurred to me to check the sole yesterday. Now it was so smooth, there couldn't be any friction between it and the ground. That's why I fell.
Whoa! What kind of person made these terrible shoes? I'm going to sue the company!
I knew exactly why my shoes were that way, but I bit my tongue for the meantime. Leaving the competition meant Eva had won, and I wouldn't give her that satisfaction. So I pulled off my shoes, and everyone watched in shock as I walked back to the line.
Sasha, what are you doing? You're limping!
Without looking back, I took off running. Well, more like limping. The stadium went quiet as they watched me, and when the other athletes began to cross the finish line while I kept going, they went wild cheering for me.
Can you believe it? Sasha Chin, our youngest competitor, continues barefoot despite her injury. This is record-breaking.
Of course, I didn't win. In fact, I came in last place. But that day, I was hailed an inspiration to all for not giving up till the finish line, and that alone made me so happy. Bitterness was written all over Eva's face when I finally met up with them.
Honey, that was so reckless of you, but oh my god, you're so awesome!
Thanks, Dad. Now, Eva, what moved you to eliminate the grooves in my shoes? And don't try to deny it. I have a live picture of how those shoes were before you ruined it.
That was a lie, but I just had to make Eva confess.
What? Eva, you did what? Oh, stop flapping your mouth like a dumb fish. You go on and on about your perfect daughter who is great at sports. How dare you after you ruined my own career? 26 years ago, if only you paid attention and caught me, I wouldn't be limping. Wait, you're Harley?
Dad and I watched in horror as Eva pulled off her wig, revealing bright red hair like the girl in the picture from Dad's ice skating days.
Correct. All this has been a well-staged arrangement to get back at you for ruining my life, for failing to catch me.
While she was ranting, I noticed Aunt Vanya come up behind her, holding a recorder and asking me to be quiet. I had invited her to the competition, and though she was late, I couldn't think of any better timing.
But that wasn't my fault! You were so desperate to win, you insisted on that risky stunt! Whatever. I just hope your daughter's limp is permanent. If that's so, then forget her showy display today. Her career would be over, like mine was.
I wonder what the police would say about everything you just confessed to.
I don't see anyone calling the police. Your word against mine, honey.
Eva turned white when she saw my aunt waiting for her with a glare and holding up a recorder.
Your confession is on record. You're under arrest, ma'am.
While Eva was arrested, I finally let Dad take me to the hospital so my...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ankle could be checked. I had just suffered a minor sprain and would be fine in days. Better yet, though I came in last place, everyone at the stadium had voted for me to return for the next round in a few weeks if the doctor gave me the clear. So Harley is why you quit skating, huh?
Yes. To impress, she was always coming up with moves that were very risky. What happened to Harley was an accident, but it shook me up so badly I quit. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you or listen to you.
It's okay, Dad. You were in love. Guess that's what they mean when they say love is blind, right?
That's the last woman for me, Sasha.
Oh, come on, Dad, don't worry. You'll still find her one day. The woman that will be your missing rib, and maybe your left kidney too.
I've missed you, honey. You're the greatest love of all.
With my consent, Dad dropped the charges against Eva, aka Harley, so she could go her way in peace. And we went back to the good old days of just the two of us. I learned the importance of not keeping secrets in the family, and I hope one day to inspire more young people to never give up doing what they love, even when there are obstacles.